Welcome to a series of talks about objective consciousness, an objective universe, and an objective way to awaken, expanding upon the works of George I. Gurdjieff and Russell A. Smith. This podcast is part 11 of chapter 7 of the audiobook of The Blueprint of Consciousness. In this episode, we return to the diagram of the universal cosmic weave, which Russell modified to take into account the teachings of Gurdjieff, Bennett, and Uspensky, calling it the ray of creation, explaining fundamental completing processes, similarities to the already arisen, and essence classes. Let's begin. The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, by Russell A. Smith. Chapter 7, Traversing Suspended Continuity, Part 11. Now, we will explore the paragraph at the bottom of page 149. To help us better understand it, Russell modified the universal cosmic weave and placed all the relevant data concerning creation, which was culled from the teachings of Gurdjieff, Bennett, and Uspensky, onto one diagram. Russell titled it The Ray of Creation. And here we show that diagram, the ray of creation. The six octaves that originate in the Holy Sun Absolute constitute the octaves of the fundamental completing process. Notice again the terminology fundamental as indicative of their originating in the Holy Sun Absolute. In addition, Gurdjieff uses the terminology fundamental sacred to also indicate these octaves, in the phrase fundamental sacred heptaparaparshanoch. If we examine these six fundamental octaves and ask, where does the fundamental completing process lose half the force of its vivifyingness? We can conclude, since all six of these octaves represent the fundamental completing process, that not until all six have lost half the force of their vivifyingness can we say that the fundamental completing process has lost half the force of its vivifyingness. Therefore, when the 4S octave at 720 vibrations reaches 360 vibrations, a halving of the fundamental completing process is achieved. Gurdjieff also indicates this vibration, 360, by using the terminology fifth deflection of the sacred heptaparaparshanoch. If you recall, Gurdjieff uses the word sacred to indicate the octaves that originate in the universe, while deflection specifically indicates a note and not a stopender. At 360 vibrations, the 6S octave, a sacred octave, has reached the fifth deflection, the note so, i.e., the last note of its Harnal Eyut. In addition, five other octaves contain the vibration 360. All six are supreme octaves. The last is the 7S octave, the 16th octave, which Gurdjieff calls these last big results. Notice that the T of the 16th octave is at 360 vibrations. Earlier in this chapter, we explored the unique significance of the intentionally actualized mudnail in, the T-Do interval. In addition, we also established that an inner octave arises between these two notes. In this inner octave, Do T, on these last big results, the 7S octave, a new structure, similarities to the already arisen, emerges. Question: what structure is similar to the already arisen? Answer: the structure that has already arose. The octave between Do T becomes a new 1S octave, similar to the original 1S octave, only on a smaller scale. In this new structure, called similarities to the already arisen, life emerges. Amino acids, RNA, DNA, and all that follows. Note: in the structure of the universe, only 19 outer octaves are created. In the structure of the similarities to the already arisen, octave creation is infinite. Note regarding the ray of creation: the odd S octaves, 1, 3, 5, and 7, are analogous to great-grandfather, grandfather, father, and son. The father, 5S, the first supreme octave in the universe, is the ray of creation. The Meccano coinciding mudnail in, Fa-mi, of the 5S octave, coincides with the intentionally actualized mudnail in, T-Do, of the 7S octave. T-Do similarities is Mi-Fa, organic life. Earlier, we learned that the son denies the father. The 3S octave denies the 1S octave. If the son denies the father, who denies the son? Answer: the son of the son, or grandson. Thus, the 5S denies the 3S. If the 5S denies the octave that denied the 1S, it must reaffirm the 1S. Reaffirm God. Perhaps that is why Gurdjieff called it Beelzebub's Tales to his grandson. Because the grandson reaffirms the grandfather, reaffirms Beelzebub. Wow! The 5S octave is also the first supreme octave in the universe. Thus, Russell postulated that the 5S octave would be the ray of creation. Gurdjieff's own ray of creation bears this out. In the 5S octave, Gurdjieff's absolute would be Do. All worlds would be T. All suns would be La. The sun would be So. All planets would be Fa. The earth would be Mi. And the moon would be Re. In the universe's trinity, the 5S octave would be the first order concentrations. The 6S octave would be the second order suns. And the 7S octave would be the third order suns, or planets. Also, at 360 vibrations, the 7S octave has reached its note T. And as we learned in the last chapter, octaves that have the note T can ascend. Thus, at the level of the earth, things are primed to ascend. That is, the planets that enter at Do become Earths at T, and therefore are ready to ascend. Now, read the bottom quote, and we will again stop you and insert additional meaning. At this very place, in the process of the first outer cycle of the fundamental sacred Heptaparaparshanok, namely, after the formation of the third order suns or planets. Okay, stop there. What place is Gurdjieff talking about? The T of the 7S octave. We just learned that at 360 vibrations, at the T of the 7S octave, at the level of the earth, things are primed and ready to ascend. What else can we find that points to 360 vibrations? Just here. Owing to the changed fifth deflection of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok, which, as I have already said, is now called Hanal Ayut. All right. Now, we will look at Russell's Ray of Creation to see if we can find that reference. Well, sacred meant the octaves created in the universe. Hey, the 6S octave is created in the universe, and it is the octave of the second order suns, and it has its note So at 360 vibrations, and its note So is the ascending fifth note of its octave. And it begins a Hanal Ayut. Wow! Those all point to 360 vibrations. We now have several clues pointing to 360 vibrations. Any others? The initially given momentum for the fundamental completing process having lost half the force of its vivifyingness. All right. Now, we need to find that. Again, we have the term fundamental. We said that fundamental means the octaves created in the Holy Sun Absolute. The octaves created in the Holy Sun Absolute, all started at different vibrations. and then proceeded to half. So, let's see where they are when they halved. Where does Do 1296 half? At Do 648. Where does Do 1080 half? At Do 540. Where does Do 864 half? At Do 432. And where does Do 720 half? At Do 360. Notice that at 360 vibrations, they have all halved. That is, at 360 vibrations, all the octaves created in the Holy Sun Absolute have lost half the force of their vivifyingness. Now, since everybody has halved, what happens next? Began in its further functioning to have only half of the manifestation of its action outside itself. All right. The octaves created in the Holy Sun have all reached half. They have all halved. Thus, the initially given momentum for the fundamental completing process has also halved. Which means, thereafter, the fundamental completing process only has half of its force left. That is, it only has half of its initial force capable of manifesting beyond itself. And the other half for itself, i.e., for its very own functioning. The consequences of which were that on these last big results, i.e., on these said third-order suns or planets, there began to arise what are called similarities to the already arisen. Notice that when the octave of 720 reaches 360, it is the only octave that still has half of its force. Therefore, that half force started to ascend, and similarities to the already arisen began to arise on the surface of the planets. Thus, evolution started at 360 vibrations, where the planets formed Earths, where a sacred octave was at its fifth deflection, and where all the fundamental octaves had halved. Now, let us again read the top paragraph, since it immediately follows the bottom paragraph, and see what else we can find at 360 vibrations. And, as after this, surrounding conditions of actualization were everywhere established, corresponding to the manifestation of the second particularity of the fifth stopender of the fundamental sacred Heptaparaparshanach. Therefore, from then on, the actualization of the fundamental outer cycle of the sacred heptaparaparshanok ceased, and all the action of its functioning entered forever into the results already manifested by it. And in them, there began to proceed its inherent permanent processes of transformation, called evolution and involution. Here, we find another clue. 360 is where the Harnal Ayut, which stopped the fundamental outer cycle, began. Not to mention the references to the fifth stoppinder, and to involution and evolution. Many clues point to 360 vibrations. That is, after the 7S octave forms, when the 6S octave is at so, when all the fundamental octaves have halved, and after the 3S octave completes its Harnal Ayut, the fundamental outer cycle ceases. Then, back at 360 vibrations, things start to go back up. Russell even identified where the active elements, which become food for man, began their returning evolutionary ascent, and that Ashagi Proto-Ehari began in the last stopender of the 1S octave. The fundamental common cosmic sacred heptaparaparshanok began in the last stopender of the 5S octave. Russell even found the octave of man in the fourth stopender, far so of the 5S octave, between the notes La and T. That fourth stopender was also the food diagram and the lower half of some major oscillation. Russell called that oscillation the Man-Angel Major Oscillation because it tied the fourth stopinder to the fifth and allowed man, through conscious labors and intentional sufferings, to enter the fifth stopinder. Russell even saw the duality of the spiritual and physical worlds, and where they overlapped, he saw life. In addition, Bennett cited 12 essence classes: heat, simples, crystals, soil, plants, invertebrates, vertebrates, man, demiurges, cosmic individuals, the trogo-auto-egocrat, and our endlessness. Russell also put them on the diagram at the fundamental points of the 5S's three inner octaves. That is, at the rays, mis, sos, and dos of those three inner octaves. Notice how the bottom four are not alive, the middle four are alive, and the top four are beyond life. That is, are only spiritual. Also notice how soil and man are on the cusps. Soil is on the cusp between non-living things and life. And man is on the cusp between life and that which is beyond. Russell even found Uspensky's lateral octave in an inner octave of the 3S octave. Do sounded at the level of the sun, T at the level of the planets. La so far became organic life on Earth. Mi entered the Earth. And Re went to the moon. Having the teachings of Gurdjieff, Uspensky, and Bennett all on one diagram certainly makes the information a heck of a lot easier to visualize and understand. That concludes today's podcast. If you would like a chance to read the whole book, The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, which is available as a high-quality 520-page hardback, and also as a PDF download, simply visit the store at our website, thedogteachings.com. The Blueprint of Consciousness contains an objective exercise in awakening that has literally awakened hundreds of people. Be free. Be awake. Be real. And realize your full potential as a human being. On our website, you'll be able to listen to other talks, obtain diagrams, animations, supporting videos, and much, much more. In addition, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook under The Dog Teachings. And, as a reminder, we have 2 Zoom classes every Saturday to assist you. Level 1 is freely available for anyone who purchases the Blueprint of Consciousness. And the other is for those who have obtained the Master Exercises and the Double or Nothing Exercises. See under resources/Zoom classes for more details. All at thedogteachings.com. That's thedogteachings.com. Goodbye. Until next time.